IU was forced to delay sending out letters to parents outlining costs and scholarship allotments until the state legislature passed a budget at the end of its special session. That delay, says spokesman Larry McIntyre, means there is little chance of changing thousands of offers.
Everything for this academic year is pretty much cast in stone. It would be pretty difficult to change course.
IU trustees voted to approve a 4.6% increase in fees for the coming academic year and a 4.8% hike for the 2010-2011 school calendar. That is less than the 5% jump in costs Purdue University trustees approved for their student body for each of the next 2 years. The Indiana Commission on Higher Education had mandated all state schools raise costs no more than 5%. Noblesville State Senator Luke Kenley led Tuesday's grilling of officials from both IU and Purdue, but McIntyre says the Appropriations Committee chairman had different messages for each university.
He did not specifically ask us, at least I didn't hear him ask us to change our decision. I did hear him ask that of Purdue University.
McIntyre says he envisions more meetings between Kenley and IU Chief Financial Officer Neil Theobald, one of the lead architects of the university's budget. McIntyre says Theobald flew into Indianapolis from a vacation in Massachusetts for Tuesday's meetings. However, Theobald was unavailable for comment Wednesday, McIntyre said, as he had flown back to the East Coast Tuesday evening. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.